Welcome, everybody, to Easy Talk Live. And to be completely honest, I am not prepared for the little lady that told me that the show is about to begin. So the intro is going to be here in 1 second so we can do this right. I just didn't want to have dead air because that sucks. And you're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. We got an amazing show today. We got a great guest. I call him the Comedy Coalition creator in Los Angeles. This guy, you're not allowed to be on yet, Jamal. Hold on. Go ahead. Let me do my show here right. So welcome to everybody out there in podcast land. You know, I've been talking to a lot of you guys. We've been doing some amazing things. We're doing some amazing things with the Stop Tour. And we got an amazing show, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's do this show right. You listen to Easy Talk Live.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com. And follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zulli.
Welcome, everybody. All right, now we're putting this show on the right way. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric Zulli, known as EZ, the Hollywood It Guy. We have another fantastic, amazing show. Shout-outs to all my peoples out there in Hollywood, all the fans, first and foremost, the Twitter fans, the Instagram fans, the Facebook fans, and my girl Pamela Hasselhoff, who I just got off the phone with, and Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives, and, of course, the great Adrian Paul Highlander. Everybody remembers TV show Highlander. As you guys know, we are supporting his charity, the Peace Fund, with our Stop Tour, and the first event is going to be popping at the Busby's East location of September 27th. Shout-outs to Russ Niebert for just killing it, handling all the promotions, and his company is AANM Promotions. So this show is brought to you by AANM Promotions, as well as E. Jackson Limousines, the Jackson Foundation. We got a fantastic show for you guys. We're going to start this off with my man Adrian Paul.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of the Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragoda, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Rita Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour. The Stop Tour, guys, you do not want to miss it. I'm telling you, it's just off the Richter scale. And we actually have our director of promotions, Russ Niebert, on the show today to tell you guys what's happening and the momentum and all the traction that we've gotten. Even Homer thinks that the tour is awesome. Right, Homer?
Woohoo!
Yep. So, hey, Russ, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing real well.
Eric. Good morning to you. Fantastic week here. Yeah, the stop tour, man, is just like blowing up. I mean, we've started to bring on a lot of musical acts, some comedy acts. We've got Aretha Gray from Betty White, Soft Air Rockers, is going to be there. She's going to do a little something on stage for us all. And it's just rocking, man. And you know, I know that I think you got Jamal on the phone this morning from Silly Ass Productions, and I'm going to be talking to him next week, getting together to talk about possibly bringing him on board to do a little something at the show and just rock it. You mentioned Breaking Tempo. I heard their name. By the way, everybody out there listening, Breaking Tempo is involved in a really cool competition right now with Silver Jeans Company. And if you go on Facebook and just search Breaking Tempo, you'll find that link and you can vote for them. It's a national competition and they are in the lead right now. So, man, we got some really good entertainment going to be at this stop tour. And you guys just need to come out September 27th, Busby's East on Wilshire Boulevard here in Los Angeles. And check this out. It's going to rock. And it's all for, as you mentioned, EZ, it's all for a great cause. Adrian Paul's the Peace Fund organization, which basically collects funds through charitable events and gives back globally to kids around the world who need things for housing, clothing, education, medical needs, you name it. It's a great organization, and we are so, so proud to be a part of it and supporting it. So mark that date. September 27th, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., red carpet, tons of media, fan TV, WTV, on and on and on. I mean,
Magic
it's
Image Hollywood Magazine, Music That Pays Magazine, and a couple other ones we're not going to mention yet, but Generation U Radio and the many radio stations. I mean, it's a lot of people want to get in, they're wanting to get involved because of the cause. And, you know, you mentioned you mentioned Adrian Paul, man. You guys, Adrian Paul might, I'm not saying for sure, but might, you know, be auctioning off that samurai sword when he was holding that in the Highlander show, the actual sword that I heard possible jacket, the Highlander jacket. And we got some amazing items to support an amazing cause. So, guys, I want you to check out thepeacefund.org. And see what they're about. They help kids all over the world. It's an amazing cause. And we have a professional fundraising company. This is a 501c3. Everything's being done right. And we are giving a lot of proceeds to the Peace Fund. That's what this is for. And then the next event coming up, we're in talks with right now the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, man. We're going to be getting involved in a major toy giveaway. They give over 10,000 toys to kids, and there's a lot of great entities that are involved in that. We just last year we were involved in the One Child at a Time celebrity basketball game at the Staples Center, and it's just going to be really amazing. So if you guys like what you're hearing, make sure that you email Russ, R-U-S-S, at Easy, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting.com or booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. And we'd love to hear from you. So thanks, Russ, for that update. So that's the Russ 401. That's what we're going to call it from now on, the Russ 401.
One more quick thing, Easy, if I may. You know, all you guys out there listening, we do have a page on Facebook, Stop Tour. It's an open page. You can join that page and keep up with all the news and information that's going on about the event and see some really cool behind-the-scenes video of some of these celebrities that Easy's mentioning that are backing this event. It's a lot of fun. Check it out.
A lot of PSAs, guys. Definitely check it out. You go to Facebook, go to the search bar and search Stop Tour. Join the group. Join the movement. Thanks, Russ. We appreciate you guys. So we're gonna play a quick commercial. This is Jamal Coleman, CEO of Silly Ass Productions. A little bit about what they do. Then we're gonna bring Mr. Jamal in after we play a little interview on how we first met. So check this out.
Hi, my name is Jamal Coleman. I created a fraternity of diverse comedians called Silly Ass Productions. For short, we're called SAPS. We produce a ton of comedy shows, like a ton, of various types, and two podcasts. Of course, the Silly Ass Podcast is our crown jewel radio show. Check us out exclusively on John Lovett's Comedy Network. Please join us at our live events as well. Our flagship comedy show is called Laughter Hours. It is every third Friday, 8 p.m. at Inside Jokes, located inside the world-famous Man's Chinese Theater in the Highland Center of Hollywood. The show is filled with TV talent, and our sponsors provide great prizes. Portions of our show profits go to charity because the Saps believe in one simple thing. We support the community, and the community supports us. Enjoy the silly.
Okay, I guess I got a bus to bust a little talk. And we're here interviewing Mr. Jamal at the Universal City Walk.
What?
Having so much fun because I'm giving my audience the love. And where we at? We at the...
John Lovitz Comedy Club.
I love it. So what's up, guys? You're watching The Easy Show on the Easy Way Broadcast, WCD Network. Just met Mr. Jamal here. And we did a little battle on stage. I had to eat him up on his own turf.
I regularly lose on this show. It's not a big deal. Part of hip-hop.
Okay, so my first question to you, man, is how many people tell you you look like Freeway Rick Ross?
Not a lot, because he's
really?
Like 300 more pounds than I am.
But the facial structure, the beard, a little bit.
I get maybe just the beard. I actually get everybody skinny and black. Dave Chappelle, Will Smith, Randy Moss, Bones Jones. Somebody just called me one of the soccer players from the USA team. I forgot his name. But I pretty much like anybody skinny and black.
So I want you guys out there to post comments what he thinks like. Which skinny and black guy
tell me who you
who does he remind you of, right? All right, so Jamal, you guys have a thing that you're doing the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom!
What's up?
My co-host, Carl Stalin.
Easy in the building.
Mr. Not Notorious B.I.G.
Big Spit, that's what they call me.
I thought I was tall.
He's huge. Yeah. I can hide behind
you. You're tall and I'm huge.
What are you, 6'9"?
Six, eight.
No, he didn't get it. I said 6'9". All right, so I guess so. This is Chuckle and Flow, right?
That's the name of the show.
Here at the John, Lovitz Comedy Club, and
yes.
So I'm gonna step out of the frame, give you guys the time to talk to my audience. And, you know,
tell us. Well, basically, it's a show where you can come enjoy some interactive freestyling. We like to work with the crowd. We work with the crowd. He does a lot of impressions. Do a quick impression for him.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Peter Griffin.
So then we do impressions. We do some jokes. We have people play video sketches that they spend all their lives and their life hard savings to record.
And we're also giving people an address for the internet.
Yes.
So they see their comics' favorite videos. Well, I like that guy or something. We're giving them a live show.
So check it out.
They would see on the internet and they just want to see it.
You want to see it live. You want a screening of this. So you can
address
come check it out.
Internet. We show
at video
sketches. We rap. We have a blast.
And we always have a musical act as well. We always have somebody who
musical
does some
comedy.
Kind of music. We like to mix music and hip-hop and comedy together.
All right, guys, so we're going to bring him on live so he can tell you a little bit more about that. So that was a little piece of how we first met, our first interview. We're bringing to the stage, bringing to the mic, Mr. Jamal Jones, known as Prophet. Welcome to the show, Jamal Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jamal Coleman in the building. How you doing?
We are doing great, sir. Welcome to the show. Well, are you ready to do it the easy way?
Yes, I am.
Jamal, man, you are. Let's tell them first and foremost how we met, guys. I have a good friend of mine. Her name is Kim Marie, and she's actually the president of an organization called LETIP. You can look up LETIP.com. LETIP has over 120,000 members, CEOs, the Connect to CEOs. It's an amazing organization, and we just went out for a night in the town, man, just having a good time, watching a comedy show, and of course. They had this show called Chuckle and Flow, and as you know, your boy Easy chuckles and flows a little bit here and there, and I'm sitting there bouncing in my seat, and I'm like, I got to get on stage. So I happened to introduce myself to Mr. Jamal and say, hey, man, game recognizes game, and I freestyle a little bit, and this man challenged me to a battle. Can you believe this? So now, you know, we became good friends. We've been talking about a lot of amazing things. And we actually do have that battle we're going to be playing later on in the show, guys, so you can actually hear what we're talking about. You can also go to the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and you can see it is just as well. Or you go to our YouTube channel, Easy Way TV. And remember, this, guys, it's always easy, letter E, letter Z. So, Jamal, you have a comedy coalition thing you're doing here in Los Angeles. You work with John Lovitz.
What's going on?
You got a lot of things, man. Talk to us.
Well, first and foremost, let's talk about this Chuckle and Flow real quick. First of all, that's every second and fourth Sunday of the month at John Lovitz Comedy Club, 8 p.m. Please come check it out. Support it. Hashtag Chuckle in the Flow. I met Mr. EZ because we freestyle rap and we do stuff off of poster boards and off of words that people give us and we improvise and we do impressions, and it's always cool He came to me after my set and was like, hey, I rap too. I want to do some stuff like that. And I was like, all right, you're next. You want to do a battle? And we try to do a battle as often as we can, but it's not often that we find somebody who can actually rap. So we always do this whenever we can because it always gets the crowd hype and we always like to put on a good show. So thank you for even having the balls to come up there and do it.
Oh, it was a blast. I had a pleasure eating you for breakfast.
I don't think you ate me. I put on some gloves. It was a handicap. I was taking suggestions from the crowd. And
we
somebody gave me
a
suggestion
like
of peace.
Like I said, I had a little bit of home court advantage because, you know, my people with the tip were in the audience. And so,
yeah,
you know,
there was 110, 150 people there with you that night. I was like, yeah, this is going to be easy, guys.
It was a blast, man. Go ahead, keep going.
It was definitely a blast, man. It was a pleasure and a blessing to meet you. And now we're getting together, and I'm seeing everything you're doing with the Stop Tour and this movement, and I'm just like, I'm loving all the positivity. And that's kind of what I did with the Silly Ass Productions. And what I did was I tried to, in comedy, we bring people together with our jokes and everything. But I've witnessed in comedy is a little segregated to me. It's like, you know, the Latino night and the chocolate sundaes or something like that. So I tried to find some people that have all different genders and colors and ages and religions and you know, and just put them together. And we created our like a writing team, and now we produce stuff. We have our own podcast. We have multiple shows. We run like 3 monthly shows, 2 biweekly shows, and 3 quarterly shows. And we're trying to increase, and there's about 18 of us now, and trying to just get bigger and bigger and try to start touring.
Damn, man, you sound like me. Easy Way Broadcast. We do about 6 shows as well. So how many people? You got to have a lot of people on your team to be able to run that many shows.
Yes, we have a very efficient system and a team that, and everybody, it's like, you know, we all help out with each other. So it's teamwork makes the dream work. So I appreciate every one of them that ever thought about helping, because this used to be an idea on a piece of paper one day, and now it's a full moving machine. So it's kind of cool.
So what are some of the steps that you've taken, Jamal, to turn your ideas into fruition, make it actually happen?
Well, first, I went to business school. I took a business administration class, and then I was able to make a PowerPoint presentation to get my thoughts out. I started making all the steps toward creating my business and my dreams from ideas into paperwork and steps and goals and strategies. I did like a what they call a SWOT analysis: your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I tried to figure it out. I got it together. I figured it out. Got a couple teams. I've been going through different generations of teams and just trying to create a formula that was efficient, that will work. And so far, so good. Like in the last couple months, we've been actually trying to increase and do more. So far, so good.
Awesome, man. So now, I know you do scripts as well, right? You kind of you do any like TV productions and like talk more about Silly Ass Productions. It's not just comedy, right?
No. We produce. Well, when I first started, I was just producing podcasts. We had our podcast. I do another radio show called A Comics Life Radio. Check that out, please. There's like about I tripled their viewership from like 5,000 listeners to like 15,000 listeners. They're on LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio is like, you know, 1.5 million subscribers, something like that. So it's a large radio station. It's always live Monday 5 to 6 and Friday 4 to 5 p.m. So check it out. I started producing radio shows with Jeff Garcia. I started with the Jeff Garcia podcast, which numbers are astronomical, and they're like one of the top, you know, 50 or 25 podcasts to listen to. I don't know if he's still doing it, but shout out to Jeff Garcia who got me started doing it. I started doing my own thing, and then once I started doing podcasting, I started producing comedy shows and started doing charity events, and I raised like thousands of dollars for the Loma Linda Cancer Hospital or Children's Hospital in Loma Linda. We do through at least like 3 benefits. I did like quarterly every couple months, and then I was able to produce some shows at Hancock Park, and we raised money for the homeless. We did a food bank bailout. We did that twice and raised hundreds of dollars and hundreds of pounds of food for the homeless, and that was awesome. So once I started getting the knack of producing and doing large events like that, I started focusing on doing comedy shows once a month with my team, and we were successful in doing that And then we started expanding to multiple shows and then quarterly shows. And then I got hired by Johnny Lovitz to be a part of the Chuckle and Flow. Me and Carl Spitali, we just kind of magically happened one night, and then they had it on tape, and they saw it, and they were like, can we get you guys to do this all the time? So now they're just like, yeah, we'll make a whole show around you guys. It's all good. Let's do that. And so I've just been blessed to be, and there's no comedian at my level of comedy that has their own show at any club. It's kind of cool.
Ooh, those, them big words right there, man. There's no comedian that has that can be at my level when it comes to doing shows. Look at this man. Okay, you're pretty confident,
I'm,
sir.
I'm just saying I'm saying I'm at a low level.
You know how many comedians know me and watch and listen to this show? They're going to be like, who the hell is this dude thinking?
I don't think this has happened before, but it's cool. It's cool. It's a lot of fun, man. I'm very fortunate.
Is that a challenge for all the other podcasts out there and all the other shows that are cracking?
I'm all about sharing and caring and supporting each other. I'm not challenging anybody. If you want to come on my show, come on down and support your show. Come on, let's do it.
I love it. We all love each other. All right, guys, so we're going to go to a quick break here. You're listening to Easy Talk Live with Jamal Coleman, and we're going to transform into a couple commercials because we got to pay the bills, and they don't like it when we don't play their commercials. So we'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hi, my name is Jamal Coleman. I created a fraternity of diverse comedians called Silly Ass Productions. For short, we're called SAPS. We produce a ton of comedy shows, like a ton, of various types, and two podcasts. Of course, the Silly Ass Podcast is our crown jewel radio show. Check us out exclusively on John Lovitz Comedy Network. Please join us at our live events as well. Our flagship comedy show is called Laughter Hours. It is every third Friday, 8 p.m. at Inside Jokes, located inside the world-famous Man's Chinese Theater in the Highland Center of Hollywood. The show is filled with TV talent, and our sponsors provide great prizes. Portions of our show profits go to charity because the SAPs believe in one simple thing. We support the community, and the community supports us. Enjoy the silly!
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet, and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hey, I'm Dean Cain. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer. I play the dad. I'm a dad now. That's what happens. It's a beautiful little film. Please come see it, because we're all doing it the easy way. Boom.
All right, guys. We are back, and you're listening to Easy Talk Live. We're talking with Jamal Coleman, Mr. Comedy Coalition creator.
Yes.
And so, hey, Jamal, be completely honest to my audience. Remember, this is my show. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
What was the first thoughts that went in your head when a tall white dude with a crazy ass look, a character look, walked up to you and said, "Hey, I rap"?
Well, you know what's funny is I actually teach rap at Musicians Institute, so most of the students are from different countries. A lot of them are European, and they want to learn how to rap. So it's not uncomfortable for me or new to me for a tall white person to come up to me and say, "I rap" or "I want to rap." What I saw was, my first thing that came to me was like, this guy got bit by the spirit of hip hop, and he needs to rap. He needs that release. So I was going to give you that opportunity. That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, man. You were right. You should have saw me at the table. I'm sitting there, and my leg's shaking. I'm like, oh, I got to get on the stage. You have no idea. But it's really a cool show, because I don't really know a lot of other shows that work the way you guys do. I mean, it's very improv. I mean, most people like improv. And for those of you out there that don't know what rap and flow and that type of lingo is, improv is thinking off the top of your head and getting very creative. One thing that I liked about your show was you had like postcards, and you'd actually have the audience write down a lot of different words that that you guys would actually freestyle and incorporate into the show, and that's very different and original. So that's pretty cool, man. What's the best show that you've done? What's the best audience interaction you guys have witnessed on Chuckle and Flow?
Oh, man. I had a group of four old ladies. They were probably about 65, 68 going into the 70s. And it was somebody's birthday, and we called them the Rapping Grannies. They were so lively. It was amazing. They were the best audience members I've ever had. They were taking shots. They were sending up shots. They wrote the dirtiest words on all the cards. One of the ladies wrote a whole rap on one of the cards, and we just rapped the whole rap, and it was pretty amazing.
Oh, the Rapping Grannies. We got to get them with Aretha Gray. She's one of our hosts on the network from Betty White's Off the Rockers, and she's a rocking granny. Maybe not a rapping granny, but she's a rocking granny. And we got to get those two together.
Oh, man, we just have her on Chuckle and Flow, man. If she does some music, some comedy, definitely come to the show. But we always have a musical comedian. We like to play people's videos. People like, spend all their money making all these sketches and putting them on the internet. We give you an opportunity to showcase it and screen it in front of a live audience and get a live reaction. It's a lot of fun. Our show is live. It's a lot of improv, a lot of music, a lot of anytime anybody has a birthday, we make sure we roast them. We give away a lot of free stuff, a lot of free tickets, a lot of free drinks. And something me and Carl came up with, too, when you come to a Chuckle and Flow show, if you are part of any service industry, whether it's military, you're a nurse, you're a customer service, whatever, you can get a ticket, a hard copy ticket we'll give you, and you get a free entry with that ticket. You get a free happy hour wristband. We'll make sure all your drinks are half off. And then you get a membership card, and every time you come to the John Lovitz Comedy Club, you will either get in for free or with a discount, and always get a happy hour wristband.
I love it.
For anybody who's in the service industry.
So, all right. Well, I love the word free. That's one of my favorite words, and I bet you it's my fans too. So, how do we give some free stuff away to my fans? Like, to tell everybody when your next show is, and let's give some free tickets away. Let's come up with some contests. let's do some stuff.
The next show is going to be August 24th. Come on down. It's going to be a great show, great lineup. Come on down, and all you have to do is say, "Hey, I want to sign up for the free membership," and they'll get your email and get you a membership card right away. If you want to send me a personal email so I can hook you up, you can send it to sillyasweb@gmail.com.
How about this, man? How about if anybody tweets you and the hashtag is easy way, letter E, letter Z, we give them some free tickets.
Definitely.
All right, so guys, make sure that you do that. I mean, this is a big deal, guys. I don't know if maybe some people don't know who John Lovitz is, but John Lovitz is a major, major actor. I best remember him from what was it called? Rat Race with Amy Smart
He's done 20 movies, City Slickers.
Yeah,
he was the cartoon, the critic. He's done John Lovitz is a legend on Saturday Night Live. For him to have his own club as a comedian, he gives a comedian. It's one of the nicest. As being a comedian, you don't always get treated nicer everywhere you go. And John Lovitz Comedy Club is a place where it treats every comedian with a lot of love. You know, I love it there. This is my home.
Yeah, this is located. This is located at the Universal City Rock. It's table. They serve food. They serve drinks. It's actually pretty affordable too. John Lovitz Comedy Club is one of the most respected comedy clubs in Los Angeles. So guys, I mean, hey, who doesn't want to sit back and kick it with their friends and watch a cool little comedy show and get some drinks and some food and hang out? And you do that show on Sundays, right?
Yes, every second and fourth Sunday of the month. Come on down.
Well, there you go. So since you know me, guys, and you're doing it the easy way, we're going to hook you up. Now, you also are going to be doing it starting September 26th, and you're doing a Laughter Hours at the Man Chinese Theater Inside Jokes.
Yes. Well, what's going on there is the Man's Chinese Theater has Auditorium 6. They changed into a comedy club, and it's called Inside Jokes. It's amazing. They have shows there all the time. Russell Simmons has a show with his all-deaf digital show on Wednesdays. It's always packed out with the Super Line. It's one of the best clubs in Los Angeles, and fortunately, they're giving me an opportunity to produce a show there. I produced a show there recently, and they give me more opportunities and a better night. So now we're on Fridays at 8 o'clock. Saturday, September 26th is going to be the first day. And we're going in with Easy Way. We're making this like a preamp for the Stop Tour. So if you want to come and hang out with us and be all your stars set at the lines, stars aligned with the stars, then come hang out on the stars on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes, sir. So this is going to be a lot of fun, guys. Now, mind you, this is a lot of very big people are involved in this, and it's at the Highlands Complex off Hollywood Boulevard. Right off of Hollywood and Highlands, and it's at the Man's Chinese Theater, but it's up above. It's right on the top of it, and it has like VIP seating. Like, it's made for rollers. You know what I mean? It's made for high rollers and beautiful girls, you know, beautiful waitresses, and I mean, it's a high roller spot.
It's for a reason. It's for inside knowledge.
Keep it on the
and
inside.
It has like another. It has a lounge inside of it too. I don't know, Easy, if you got a chance to go check out the lounge, but that's where the bar is and everything. It's for like even more exclusive parties, and that's why I call the show Laughter Hours. I want a big party, and you can definitely hang out in the lounge after the show.
Yeah, so I actually met the owner, and they invited me up there, and we did our first event there with the Experience, and we had a red carpet, and that's how we actually came about it. I saw my boy Christopher Reed again, which actually is supporting the Stop Tour, guys, and for those of you that don't know who Christopher Reed is, he's very famous for the movie House Party, House Party 1, 2, and 3. He plays Kid on Kid and Play. And so, you know, if you go to our group, Stop Tour, on Facebook, he actually is helping support the tour. There's pictures and a whole bunch of great stuff, man.
Kid is also a hip hop legend too. Kid is also a hip hop legend. They broke a lot of doors down when it comes to like putting out hip hop. They had their own cartoon and everything.
I look at Kid like a black Samson. Okay, you know Samson. he gets his power from his hair. Kid gets his power from his laptop.
I've been fortunate enough to perform with him, and he gave me a lot of great advice. Shout out to Chris Reed.
Yeah. So guys, what we're going to be doing is we're doing the Stop Tour teaser. Put this in your calendar. The Stop Tour teaser, as you guys know, the first launch of our tour supporting the Peace Fund, Adrian Paul from Highlanders Charity. It's a teaser. It's the day before it. So come and enjoy some great food, some great drinks. Hang out with our angels, beautiful pageant winners and models, and all our celebrity friends and media. We're gonna have a red carpet. It's gonna be a nice launch for the Laughter Hours, and then we're gonna continue to hopefully everything goes well on that event. And we've been in discussions about continuing, because as you guys know, I do my show in Hollywood every Friday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So at my show on set, I have the angels there, I have the stars that come into the studio, I have our sponsors, I have the whole party that comes down to our studio at Pepper J Productions off Hollywood and Highlands. So it's right down the street from us. So we're like, man, we gotta play with this. Now the other thing we're doing, guys, is we're giving back. And I've had a great conversation with the Jackson Foundation, our sponsor, EJ Jackson Limousines. Most likely we're gonna be giving back to them and what they do with the community. And they actually have helped for 31 years feed over 10,000 people in the community. Oof. And we actually are going to be playing some clips of all four blocks of people in line to get food, celebrities passing the food out. Aretha Gray's doing interviews for us. Pamela Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife, is doing interviews for us and hosting with us. There's just so many clips and pictures and fun stuff we're going to be putting out. Do not miss tomorrow's show, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. In order to watch the show, all you need to do is download the Eric Zuley app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Just go to your Apple Store or your Google Play, download it free, watch the show, 3 p.m. live, and you can also interact with us. And we're also, guys, all of our fans that know about the show, we're actually going to be incorporating Skype and Google Hangout and to having you guys visually get to hang out with the stars. We're going to connect to the stars even more. It's going to be an amazing show. Do not miss it. And so before we let you go, Jamal, I've been saying, I'm getting people that are tweeting me. They're like, dude, where's this battle at? Where's this battle at that you keep talking about? So, yeah, guys, we actually do have the battle. Me and Jamal are on stage. And we actually, we really did battle each other. So we took some time to put this together for you guys so you can listen to it on the radio here. And we want you guys' opinion. Go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page on Twitter or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And we want to get your opinions and whatnot. So this is the battle, guys. It's about 3 minutes long. And then we're going to go to our segment. And if you can stay on, Jamal, I'd love for you to stay on. We have the legend himself, Mr. Nolbert Brown Jr., who's the director of the African Oscars. He created the character George Jefferson on the Jefferson's TV show. Wow. All in the Family. He's one of the top playwrights on Broadway. He's gotten over 18 awards. It goes on and on. That's my partner, my friend, my producing partner. And he does a segment called Director's Corner. And so this is the battle. Yes, sir. So this is the battle, guys. What's your opinion? We'll be looking for your comments.
After we rapped, he was like, hey, man, I have a podcast. Me and my friend, we rapped and stuff. And I was like, you want a battle? He was like,
oh, this is the guy down the future.
Yeah, give it up for one time. His name is Easy. All right. Takes a lot of balls to get up here on a rap.
All right, so you guys have seen 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Right? It's only a...
Eight
Miles. I swear that's from 8 Miles, not Trayvon Martin.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to give EZ 30 seconds to rip the mic, and then we're going to give me 30 seconds to rip the mic, and you as the crowd let us know who wins. Is that cool?
But I'm just going to tell you, before you even go, be funny with him, man.
He's going to kill me right now.
He probably will.
All
right, so I'm going to get 30 seconds on the clock.
If you guys really want to see this, I want to hear you guys go, we want EZ!
We
one,
want
two, three!
We want EZ!
Some real hip-hop heads out here.
Okay. Okay, good. DJ, spin that!
Woo! Thank you. Oh, there we go. Thank you, DJ. So everybody in the room, let's put your hands up. Come on, let's get into this. I'm interactive too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I gotta say what's up to the Breezies. Everybody make the noise for your man Easy. I don't wanna make this guy hurt, but I gotta say thank you for this nice shirt. Let's have fun, now giving everybody the love. Are we having fun at the John Lovin' Funny Ass Club? It's all the fun, since you know it's just me. Make the noise, but not funny, the tour is B.I.G. Yeah.
You ready?
Damn, can I beat that? I don't know. What should I rap about? Give me a topic
to rap about. He's got brown shoes.
I might even talk to you. She was like, rap about money. That's every song on the radio.
Rap about money.
You're fired. Money. No shoes. No, wait, car. No, wait. Can you rap about making
money? Are you guys married? Are you married? Leave her. Money and shoes, first two things, homie. Peace. Goodbye. Just saying.
Money?
She also wants to rap about health benefits next. Hit the door, homie. All right, DJ.
He's
going
to do a song about life insurance.
We're just going to do about money grubbing some shoes. All right, shoes. They want the shoes.
Here we go. All right, here we
DJ,
go.
DJ, 30 seconds on top.
You're adorable. Look at you. They got me up here better than Puss in Boots. And I love your dusty boots. I know you had them since you were 11. Those are your lucky boots. They told me to talk about your shoes. I'd rather talk about your shirt, but okay, this is what we do. Your shoes need to be polished. I like your shirt and the collar. It looks like you went to college. But these boots, they look like you did a lot of hard work. You did a lot of yard work. You should have did it all first. And then put on your nice shoes with the slacks. Because you're looking nice, but now you're just looking whack.
Yeah!
Dispatch.
Jamal Holden!
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Nobert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everybody out there. I'm Norbert Brown Jr., and I am here on Director's Corner. Today, I am a solo, and I'm talking about some of the things that's going on in Hollywood, also some of the things that's going on with me, and also Easy, all the things that we got going on with some of the great, great, big things that Easy has coming up. I was listening to his show, and I just could not just oh, my God, he has so many things going on. It's so exciting. I thought I was one of the busiest guys in the world, but I know Easy got me triple time. We got a lot of things going on. I've been directing, of course, the African Oscars and getting it ready. And all of these big name stars are now starting to join this incredible show that's going to be September the 13th in Beverly Hills. And, of course, yours truly, Easy, is taking control of that red carpet. It's going to be really awesome to see some of the major stars. I just got off the phone with Scott Julian. That's the stylist of the stars. And he said he'd be there, and he's going to do some things to everybody here. So I told him to come over and do some things to my hair also. But not only that, today, Director's Corner is just talking about some of the new movies coming out. I got a chance to see the movie James Brown. And I knew James Brown personally, and the movie was okay, but I think that we could have did a little better with that movie. But, you know, when they do the life stories, they have to do the life stories correct. Sometimes when you do the life stories, they're not the way that you think they're going to be, or not the way that the legend that they're playing as really was in real life. So I say one thumb up, one thumb down for James Brown. Then I got a chance to look at some more movies as I was in the movie theaters this week as a director. I was looking at them as a director. And also I got a chance to look at Ninja Turtles for the young kids. And I think that the Ninja Turtle now is a lot better than the one that they did a couple years ago. I think that, you know, parents should go and let them see that. I think it's worth the $14.50 movie fare. It was really awesome, though. I got a chance to look at that. I got a chance to look at James Brown. And, of course, I'll be giving you updates of some of the movies sometimes. That's what's going on as we go on. I also got a project coming up. It's similar to Good Times connected to the Cosbys. It's called Higher Ground. It's a new TV show that I'm actually getting together now to be able to try to marketed on TV land. I think that it would fit that or ABC or NBC. But the easy way broadcasting is the way to go if you want to get funding for your movies. You want to be able to get your movie out there. I think that if you get in touch with Easy and his company, I think that, you know, you can really have an opportunity to take your movie and take your show a long way. And that's the thing, and that's why we teamed up as partners. And we're doing 215 Stilettos, the reality show. And I'm going to sit down in his conference office and talk to him about Higher Ground. It's really, really an awesome show for TV, and it tells you all the things that you should do as a family, but it also have fun as you see the show every week builds up to a great, great show to be on TV for a long time. Also, what we're doing is, you know, like I said, we are getting ready for a new movie, and this new movie is called Grit, and that's G-R-I-T, and that is going to be exciting. Easy is going to be helping me out on doing the big casting in L.A. We also are going to do a big casting call in Philadelphia, New York, Washington, D.C., and many more. So listen out and go to Easy Way Broadcasting and find out more about some of the shows, some of the TV things that we're doing, and really be a part of Hollywood and the great Hollywood, because what Easy out there is bringing something new to all the young generation, and I want to be a part of that because I was a part of the older generation. So being a part of the young generation is really exciting. It's really going to be a great ride that we'll be on together. And also, if you can get out there, come on out there September the 13th to Beverly Hills and see all of the big major stars. Come meet Easy. If you never met him before, you just listen to him on the radio, come see him on the red carpet and look at him do his work with all these major stars and how they'll be running and talking to Easy and how he makes it fun for Hollywood with his style and profile. And, of course, you'll see me there, and I'll be there just like I'm always, royalty and ready to go and ready to do things and make things happen. And this is nothing more than something that you can always tell people in the future about the African Oscars, September the 13th in Beverly Hills. You go online right now to the AfricanOscars.com, and you can see tickets are on sale for the pre-show. We have a pre-show earlier in the day, and the pre-show is going to have major stars also. It's going to have a lot of major stars. It's going to probably come back later on at night, but the pre-show starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It goes to 5:30 in the evening. The night show starts at 6 o'clock. Tickets will be on sale for the night show, I think, starting today. We have a VIP package for you that you can come, sit down, meet Easy, meet all the major stars, meet me, and meet everybody. Also, the after party is going to start at 10 o'clock right after the show, and it's going to go from 10 to 2 o'clock actually at the theater where we're having it at. So this is going to be something that you can do. You can bump, you can party, you can sit down, you can talk, you can laugh with some of the major stars in Hollywood today, and also Nollywood, meaning Africa Hollywood. It's called Nollywood. If you just didn't know that, yes, that's what it's called. So come on. Be a part. Be a part of history. Be a part of the Easy Way. Be a part of Norbert Brown Jr. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting to find out more. And also, you can look me up and Google me or whatever you want to do to find me. But it's Norbert, N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown Jr. Norbert Brown Jr., Facebook, Twitter, everything. Come on down. Be a part. Be a part of what we're doing, the movement to make Hollywood where it should be, and that's the Easy Way. So today,
see you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
Did I have my mic on mute the whole dang time? Are you kidding me? Did I just really do that? Did I really do that? I had the coolest intro that came into that. It was like so smooth, and I had my phone on mute because I had a call, guys. I had my mic on mute here, so I'm like wondering. I'm like, nobody's talking back to me. But that was Norbert Brown Jr., guys. He's a legend in the directing and the film industry. He does host that segment called Director's Corner. And Easy Way Broadcasting is helping to connect people to Hollywood, open up some doors. And you know, we're just really linking with a lot of great people like Norbert and a lot of other amazing people. We provide great events to go to actually meet these people in person, amazing social media avenues. And we have our beautiful Easy Way Angels. So Jamal, what'd you think of the show so far? What'd you think of the segment? Let's get some comedy. Go ahead.
All I can think of is everything is awesome and amazing, and it's a blessing. I just like the fact that everybody's so eager to help people. It's such a positive thing, and just spreading more positivity and awareness. I'm all about that. I just come from like a family of people who just like to help people and help people do things and share and care. And I just think overall human beings need to focus on having more care for each other.
I agree 100%, man. You know, but that's, you know, you can't change. Everybody says you can't change Hollywood. That's a big statement, but you can make your own damn Hollywood. That's why we're making Hollywood the easy way, and we're following the rules. We'll follow the rules. We'll be respectful. We'll do what we need to do. But at the same time, we're like the godly Hollywood. We're like we're Hollywood the easy way. We do it our own way. So people are welcome to follow us, man. It's Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. And now we got an Easy Way Broadcasting Instagram, guys. So you can go follow the Instagram. We're going to be posting a lot of cool pictures, a lot of cool video. We're going to be rolling around in Ajax and limousines, having a blast with our angels and our beautiful celebrity friends. In fact, we'll be posting pictures and videos of, we're going to be rolling with Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA, if she can make it. Pamela Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife and from Big Brothers. And all of our beautiful Easy Way Angels and some other secrets and fun surprises will be at a red carpet. We're doing an event. It's like a launch for a company called Hire Experts, Hire Connections. And it's a bunch of experts, a bunch of great, good-hearted business individuals get together. And that's going to be an amazing event. So, I mean, you guys can roll with us. You can roll with us. How cool is that? You can roll with us digitally, right on your phone. You know, we're always popping something up. Who's not going to want to follow that? And then if you feel like you want to donate, if you feel like you want to support, and if you feel like you want to be a part of the family, you want to do it the easy way, then we welcome you with open arms. And then we welcome, you know, we open events and stuff. So what we're doing, guys, is we are creating a Easy Way Broadcasting tablet. Okay, so just like you have an iPad or you have an Android and you hold the, you know, little digital, for some of the elderly people out there might not know what a tablet is. It's that thing that you see every kid in the world walking around holding. It's either a phone or a tablet. That's what it basically is. And it's a digital way of taking notes, going to the internet, going on your email, you know, drawing, whatever you want to do. It's the new age. And so we're creating our own, you know, like Samsung has theirs. So why not Easy Way Broadcast? We got to do our own tablet. And our application is going to be in there, as well as all the events and all the wonderful stuff we do. So I hope you guys get it. And we do have our shirts for sale as well, guys, on behalf of Blinged Out Tees. We appreciate Blinged Out Tees. If you like the Easy Way Angels shirts, they're available for $25. You just go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. We'll look for your comment, and we'll get you in contact with who you need to get in contact with. And, you know, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of fun stuff. So, you know, Jamal, you rock, man. I'm really looking forward to building with you and doing some great stuff, opening up some opportunities. And so I'm going to be all over you, man. When my fans come at me and they tell me they want tickets, you better fulfill it. You know,
man, it's easy.
No egg on my face.
Hey, look, I run a lot of shows, and so it's real easy to give some tickets away because not only do I like to give back, but I like people to be there, you know what I mean? So, and I know your fans are going to come out and support and possibly help with the donation so we can build up some charity. Do you mind if I give a shout-out to my team real fast?
No, please. You know, I was actually going to say, who was that big dude that was in the audio we were hearing that kept telling me I need to be funny?
I think that was Carl Spitali. That was my co-host of Chuckle and Flow and one of the newest members of the Saps. So shout out to Carl Spitali. Yes, I give it up. Shout out to Johnny LaQuasto, Tony Cascio, Marcus Hawkins, Isaac Valdez, Reagan Talley, Samuel Ridley III, Eileen Callow, Lauren Farmer, Rodale Grazi, Christopher Keith Tyler, Derek Murray, Dave Rankin, and Kevin Mozanski. And I think that's everybody.
You forgot one.
Oh, you forgot one. No, I did.
Who'd you forget?
Shout out me? Just me.
Come on, man. You got to give a shout out to our man Mark, the owner of the John Lovitz Comedy Club. He lets you do what you
can. Well, yeah, I was okay. Well, that was a whole separate shout-out. I definitely got to give a shout-out to the whole staff of John Lovitz Comedy Club, Bea Burdette, the manager, Madon, the floor manager, and definitely Mark Short, the owner. He believes in me and gives me opportunities that are unprecedented. I love it, and it's a blessing. You know, it's, they gave me my own show that let me podcast out of there. High-tech, top-of-the-line studio, and they just believe in me and my efforts, and they like my integrity and my hard work, and they want to see me do well, and I appreciate it.
it's all about your team. I always have a saying that I say, success is the best result of your team that you choose. You know, the result of your success is a result of the team that you choose. It's all about your team, man. So you always got to give love to your team. Shout-outs to everybody that supports the Easy Way. Everybody that supported the Easy Way in the past that might not be around anymore. Big shout-outs to you. I just don't remember you anymore, so hit me up.
Right. And all the fans, too. Like, we're very supportive. We just hit 1,000 likes on our Facebook pages. Like, we're gaining a lot of momentum, and a lot of people are just like, wow, the Saps are out there, you know. So check us out on our podcast. We're going to be starting August 24th is going to be this. The same day as Chuckle and Flow. We podcast out of John Lovitz, and then we're going to do Chuckle and Flow right after. So check it out, August 24th, live 5 to 6 on Sunday.
I got an idea, man. You know, we have a segment we do as well. We have a segment on the Easy Show called TT with EZ, which stands for Talent Time with EZ, which is hosted by our beautiful angel, Sonia Harley, who you met. And then on this show, we have NDP. So at NDP, we play music. We play independence music. We showcase them. You know, hopefully some people hear it. They
right.
like what they hear. Why don't we take it to the next step? Let's let them perform live on stage on this this laughter hour stuff and these things we're doing.
That's easy. That's easy. Easy. Let's do it. Let's
That's
have
easy. Exactly.
I would love to have it. Laughter hours is all about a party. We're having beach balls in the crowd. It's a party. So let's bring some live music. It's a giant movie theater auditorium. You got VIP seating. Stadium seating, drinks, cocktail waitresses, sound guy, giant projector. We can do whatever we want. Lighting system. Let's have a blast.
That sounds fun. Ooh, we're going to have fun with this one. So all the calling all the independents. Woo, woo, woo. Calling all the independent
please,
artists
please.
Out there. Calling all the independent comedians, the dancers. You know, we're looking for you guys. So hit me up on Twitter, ericzuley, or the station Easy Way Broadcast, or Jamal, your Twitter's Prophet P Pan or something like that.
Yes, my Twitter is at Prophet Pan, PROPHITPAN.
Prophet Pan.
Or you can hit me at Silly Ass Podcast as well.
Or hit the Silly Ass Podcast, and that's what we're gonna do, guys. We're gonna be looking for who we can support and have some fun. So we're gonna go ahead and go to NDP. And like I said, guys, what NDP is we support independent talents. We think have a charisma, have some style. And you know, Jamal, if you want to stay on the line with me, you can come on, give your opinion as an industry professional.
Yeah,
you've been in the game for a long time. You do music. So this
I
is
do.
A song. This is a song by Ace Style. And I'll let you guys guess what the name of it is, because I don't know what the name of it is. I know the group. It's called A-Style.
Yeah. Yeah. Up and at it. Say, up and at it. We up and at it, baby. Yeah, we up and at it, baby. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want to get better. Yeah, we up and at it, ladies. We up and at it, fellas. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want to get better. Yeah, we up and at it, ladies. Yeah, we up and at it, fellas. Yeah, we up and at it, and we stay in the club, and them shorties want to get better.
Hey,
we up and at it. We up and at it. We up and at it,
what?
And we stage in the club, and I'm sure we fucking good at it. We in the club, and it's packed like an addict, and the shorty looking at me like Coca-Cola gotta have it. But hold on, girl, you see you gonna have it. I want you to shut that body down to the ground.
Whoa.
When I walk up on you, don't even panic. This is brand new, girl, I know it's trying to draft you. I'll be throwing past the head, let my number snatch it. Let's take it to the main light, it's a magic. Yeah, give it to me, mommy. Yeah. 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 Give it to me, mommy.
Considering they said it about 100,000 times, what do you think, Jamal? Do we give him a buzzer or a yay?
I mean, you know, it sounded like he was getting ready to start rapping at any time. But it sounds really cool, though. I was dancing in my seat. I would give it a buzz. I'll let it rock in the club.
Oops. Actually, let's reverse that. The buzz is bad. The yay is good. So
oh,
let's
give it
a yay.
I'll give it a yay. Give it a yay.
Okay, so that was A-Style Up and At It. So we have another artist, and she's performed in many award shows and a bunch of things. This artist is called Melanie Taylor, and she has a song called Whatever. Let's see if she gets a yay or a buzz.
The smile on my face woke me up today. I knew today it would be okay. And there's not a real reason why I feel so good. Who said I need a reason to feel like I know I should?
That was Melanie Taylor. I guess it's called Whatever. So we're going to call this a yay or nay. What do you think, Jamal? Yay or nay?
Man, it was very poppy. Pop isn't exactly my flavor, but if it was, that was a digestible song because it sounded a little more soulful and rich. So I'm going to give it a yay.
All right, cool. So the next one we got is DeAndre. And this song, I like this song a lot because it's actually called Keep Your Faith. And it's a very motivational song, and I'm all about faith, and I keep my faith, and faith kept my dad alive. He had lymphoma, cancer, 3 lymph nodes in his neck. Now today, he's 3 years in remission and perfect because of the faith that he's kept. So this song is called Keep Your Faith by DeAndre. Let's see if he gets a yay or a nay.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping my
in the blue. Sometime with you, girls, always you.
That was DeAndre, Keep Your Faith. Did we give him a yay or nay?
I give him a yay. That was really good. That was really good. Good singing. Good music.
Dang, DeAndre, you got no explanation, no thought. You just yay. You got a kid yay. All right. DeAndre,
music to me is all about the vibe, and it felt good, so I was going to go right with the yay.
There you go. So we have a special one here. This is an artist that hit us up on Twitter, and she's 16 years old. And actually, some people that work with Taylor Swift, or it might even have been Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm not going to say yes or no, but some people introduced me to this girl. I think she's amazing. She plays guitar. She plays instruments. And this song is called, I have no idea because I forgot to put the name on. But this is from Rachel Robbins, and let's see if she gets a yay or an A.
Out of my head, I'm moving. At least that's what I'm telling myself when I'm alone at night. And in my eyes, I see the worst in you. No way I'm taking you back in my life. Get out of my head, I'm moving. At least that's what I'm telling myself when I'm alone.
Called Get Out of My Head, and that's by Rachel Robbins. Does she get a yay or an A?
Oh, yeah, she can sing. That girl can sing. That girl can sing right there.
Man, I'm trying to click the buzzer. I guess we got all good talent. So remember, guys, we got an awesome tour. If you are a talent, it's the Stop Tour, helping to stop the nonsense. The Stop Tour tickets are available at the Stop Tour group, and we will have a site up very soon, stoptour.org. But for now, you can go to Facebook group, Stop Tour, or contact booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. Shout out time, Bo Burrows. Thank you for your comment, man. Eric, how are you? Our friends are returning to Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel Sunday, bringing a poolside party. If you're not there, then it's not going to be a party. You have to be there. We want to do it the easy way. Bo Burrows, I love you, man. Thank you so much for the invite. Appreciate you. Are you listening to my show, or are you just hitting me up? If you're not listening to my show, I'm not going anywhere. Okay, so shout-outs to him. Also, shout-outs to Kimberly Wu. Kimberly Wu, love your show. Listen to it every day. And Kimberly Wu's in China. So thank you, Kimberly. Love you, Kimberly. All right, so we got one more artist. One more artist. Remember, guys, if you want us to submit you and we want us to play you on NDP, on Easy Talk Live, just send your music to easywaybroadcasting.com or just booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. We'll review it, let you know. Hit us up. We're waiting for your messages. So this song is called Gimme Love by a girl named Tina Bell. Let's see if she gets a yay or nay.
I've had my number of heartbreaks.
Love by Tina Bell, does she get a yay or a nay?
I'm going to have to nay that one.
Really?
I'm a buzzer.
I'm so used to
buzz that
person.
One. I'm a buzzer because it was kind of real simple lyrics. It wasn't really... It didn't do anything for me. It didn't have any kind of vocal progression.
Okay. I'm so used to pressing the yay button. So, all right, well, there we go. So, I got thank you, man. I got it out of my system. But shout out to Tina, man. Keep doing your thing. You'll get it. And just because our opinion is a name for you,
we
still love you. And you don't listen to what we say. We're nobodies.
I do music too. You can go check out my music and tell me how bad I am. Okay.
Exactly. And go follow him at Prophet P on Instagram, Prophet Pan P-A-N on Twitter. And so it's been a blast having you, man. I'm gonna let everybody know, guys. Tomorrow, make sure that you tune in with me and the Easy Way Angels, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live. Just go right to the app or theeasyshow.com. I have the founder himself, my brother from another mother, the creator of the Jackson Limousine, Jackson Foundation, Mr. EJ Jackson himself, and he does not do interviews with anybody. He's only done an interview for like a minute on CNN one time within 30 years. So this is kind of an honor for me. And this guy he's done so much for the community. It's amazing. I mean, people have honored his honor many, many times just because of what he's done. The Staples Center, this is some inside info. I'm not going to say how much they offered, but the Staples Center offered a lot of money to get the turkey giveaway, to get the event that he does every year, and a lot of money. And he said, no, I want to keep it in the community. Mr. Jackson is a true humanitarian. We're proud to support his foundation, the Jackson Foundation. We're proud to, you know, anybody out there that's doing anything that wants to give, you know, wants to give some donations, some funding, and wants to support any of the foundations we work with, you know, please contact me on any of the social media or booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. It's going to be a really fantastic show. And for the first time seen, we're going to be showing the interviews with city officials and big-time stars that our wonderful host, Aretha Graham from Betty White's Off the Rockers, is doing interviews with. We're going to be showing Pamela Hasselhoff from, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife, doing interviews and hosting. You know, we're doing things with the Tuskegee Airmen. It was ridiculous, crazy. We have pictures. We have 4 blocks of people lined up around the block. And not, you know, I mean, this is the thing, guys. You know, there's turkey giveaways. There's a lot of them. There's churches. There's tons of things. And shout-outs and props and lots of love to everybody that does try to make a difference in someone's life, anybody that does that. But the difference with Mr. Jackson and the Jackson Foundation, they give a – it's a box. It's not just – it's a box of turkey, food, the condiments, forks, juice, mashed potatoes, stuffings, the works – It's a box. You literally have to have volunteers. There's over 1,000 volunteers that get involved in this. You have to have volunteers carry, and you see these old women that can barely walk, and these volunteers are carrying this heavy box full of food for like 4 blocks to their house. I mean, you're not going to see this anywhere else. So please, guys, tune in the show. This is a really special show, and if you don't get to tune in live, you can always get our archive at theeasyshow.com. It's just a really amazing experience. And if you can't experience it in person, then experience it on my show. We're going to be telling you guys how you can get involved. If you want to be a volunteer, if you want to support in any way, the option is going to be open. You know, just hit up the Easy Way and we welcome you with open arms. So I want to say thank you to everybody out there that took the time to listen to us on their cell phone or their podcast everybody that supports the Easy Way, man, we love you guys. We'll let you guys know a little bit about the schedule. As you know, every Monday, 10 a.m., Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers and my dad, who's a member of the Knights of Columbus, does a show called Baby Boomers Live. And it's an amazing show. It's all things human from a baby boomer perspective. We're going to be relaunching and bringing back, guys. I got good news. All the fashion buffs out there, all the makeup people, we're going to be bringing back Beauty Pop Live. New host. We'll be announcing it real soon. Beauty Pop Live is going to be back at Better Than Ever, 6 o'clock, same time, Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a video game show for all the video game buffs out there. If you're a video gamer, which our angel Stephanie Penicillo hosts on, TKO, Dr. something, something. I don't know all the hosts. You can check them out. Good game, guys. 10 o'clock p.m., because this is not a show for children. If you are under the age of 18, do not listen to the show. Moms, dads, lock your kids up. Don't come near the show. It is a adult show, okay? You will hear those words. Don't email us and bitch at us, because we've told you many, many times this is an adult show. I know that we do a lot of Disney stuff, and I know that we do a lot of teenager stuff, but this is a network. We have a lot of different shows. So if you're letting your kids up past 10 o'clock listen to a podcast, that's your fault. Stop bitching at us. Okay, so Thursday is my show. As you know, to Easy Talk Live, 10:30 every Thursday. We got an amazing podcast we do. Friday is a show called Teens on Air, hosted by Zach Callison, who is the star of Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. He plays Steven on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. He's the voice, and he's doing a lot of other amazing things. Just got back from Comic-Con. And then Saturday, we are open. Okay, we're talking about 14 different shows right now, but we are open. That's still an open slot. And Sunday, we have a show called Humanitarian Radio, which highlights humanitarianism and wonderful situations. So that's the lineup on Easy with Broadcasting, guys. The events calendar is on the calendar on the Eric Zulli app, as well as my blog, ericzulliblog.com. And soon we'll have the new site launched. Let's talk about the site launch. The new site on behalf of My Pocket. Thank you, My Pocket, for supporting us and sponsoring. And it just, the site is amazing, guys. It's going to be everything that we do all rolled in one. You just go to easywaybroadcasting.com. No more confusion. Easywaybroadcasting.com. And you guys know we also have the network, WTV Networks. And so we're going to go a quick commercial break, tell you a little bit about WTV. Got a couple more announcements. And then, hopefully, come hang out with me, guys. Hit me up on Twitter or whatever. I'll let you know where I'm at. I'm out and about hanging out with the Angels, be on the red carpet. And so this is a quick commercial break about WTV.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you, Tina. Appreciate that information. So I'm going to pop on my girl, Megan Henry, who was a former Miss Teenager USA, and she's in a group called Girl Radical. You guys might have heard of them. And say, hey, Jamal, thank you so much for the time, and hope you enjoyed doing it the easy way. Last final words for your fans and for your family. You're going to push the hell out of my show, right? I gave you all the time. I've never given anybody this much time. You better push. I bet you see 100,000 listeners.
I appreciate all the time and all the ears and all the hearts, and I'm looking forward to doing some more positive things with you. Shout out to the staffs and the whole team, we're doing it, guys. Please check us out on John Lovitz Comedy Network. It's www.jlcn.tv. Our podcast will be August 24th. Chuckle and Flow is August 24th. Laughter Hour is September 25th. My Instagram is at Prophet P. My Twitter is at Prophet Pan. And check out some of my music. It's on SoundCloud, Coleman Jamal. And check out ReverbNation.com, Prophet Pan. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. All right, so we're going to go ahead and pop on Mary Desmond, Typical Girl, because, we're always giving love, and we don't have a lot of time, but you're going to hear it in the background. There's some music you're listening to us in the background. She's 16 years old, amazing artist. Guys, this is a fun show. We hope you connect to Hollywood. I hope you enjoyed it. Please tell your friends. Please take some time and check out some of the archive shows, some of the past shows. We've done interviews with – I'm not going to name the stars. I'm not going to name who we work with, but a lot of fun people, a lot of great scenarios, a lot of great stories, things you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to get it anywhere else but the easy way. And please tune in to the show tomorrow, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. The calendar is off the Richter scale. We just did August 7th at the Inside Jokes. August 14th is tonight. August 31st is our Bringing Hollywood to Orange County estate mansion event. Estate and mansion, that doesn't go together. Estate. It's a big estate in San Clemente. We got fashion shows and entertainment and artists performing and food and celebrity chefs and beauty pageant girls walking around, and it's an amazing, amazing fun event. We got September 13th, the African Oscars. We got September 27th, the launch of the Stop Tour. We got September 26th, the Stop Tour teaser. We got November 8th and 9th, which is the paintball tournament with Adrian Paul, the Peace Fund Games. You want to know more about that, go to thepeacefundgames.org. We're building up for the big convention center event, the Expo, the Sen Expo, supported by CBS Radio and Television. And we're also gearing up for a big celebrity basketball game at the Los Angeles Forum. And so this is all stuff in the works, great calendar. We're also, I'm done. I'm tired. I can't take it anymore. My head's about to pop. I got people texting me like crazy. People are hitting me from crazy. My dad's now looking at me saying, hey, come here. You got to get on the phone. Something's important. I'm done. I'm sorry. I got to say bye, guys. Jamal Coleman, everybody. Yeah, that's him. Make sure you check him out. We're going to give you free tickets and fun stuff. Check out his coalition. Follow him on Twitter, Prophet Pan, P-A-N. Follow him on Instagram, yes. Prophet P. Just hashtag and follow Silly Ass Podcast, hashtag Easy Way, letter E, letter Z. We're also going to be doing hashtag Easy Way B pretty soon because everybody's trying to confiscate my Easy Way. It's mine, damn it. But it's going to be Easy Way or something like that. So we'll catch you guys next week. We got a really awesome guest. I can't tell you who it is, though. You're going to have to tune in to find out. See you later.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.